Today is Wednesday, December 8th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. My seat keeps popping when I move. So I actually on Twitter, I was reminded of something. And by the way, this is going to be probably an even shorter episode because I'm having to record this in between meetings at work. Because immediately after work, Mark and I have to do our walk. And then I have a dress rehearsal for our Sunday, our second Christmas performance. And it's going to go from 6:30 to 10 p.m. So I don't have a lot of time because I also need to edit this. I mean, the little bit of editing that I do, post it, do all that kind of stuff. And I have a meeting that I have to attend. And then I immediately have to get up after the meeting and, you know, start my evening. So, but I was reminded on Twitter that about the Statue of Liberty. We were covering New York and I was reminded about the Statue of Liberty. And yeah, I was trying to do everything so quick yesterday because I was like, okay, I'm going to wrap this up. I don't have notes. I'll just give the bullet points and, you know, tell you whether I like the show or not, yada, yada. If I remember any of my headaches or, you know, heartache about something, I'll certainly, you know, bring that out. But on Monday, I totally went from Mark worked in the morning and then we went to company in the evening. And I ran out of time, so I couldn't even give the full description of that. But so we'll go back a little bit. We'll go back a little bit and talk about this. And, you know, then Gary on Twitter said, hey, what about the Statue of Liberty? And I thought, oh, yeah. We did go to the Statue of Liberty. So let's talk about it. So first of all, Monday was a day that it did snow just the tiniest little bit. It's like one of those where you look in the air, you know, you look in front of you and you just see these little tiny little flakes just occasionally. And you're like, oh, my God, it's snowing, you know, but it's not. That's it, you know. And so I was supposed to pick up lunch. Or no, I was supposed to pick out lunch, not pick up lunch. And so I picked out, I thought they have a bunch of these kind of food court type places that I guess are becoming popular where, and a lot of, like we even have one here where it's a lot of local, it's not a bunch of fast food. It's not like McDonald's and, you know, whatever. It's local places where they'll have a stall, like a food stall. And the place rents it out. And at least from what I've seen, it's not, again, it's not national fast food chains or international fast food chains. It's something local. And so I picked it out and I thought, well, this will be good because I don't want to do a sit down restaurant, like a reservation for every single meal that we do. And it looked like it had some interesting things. And so we walked over there. It was close to the hotel. Also, most everything we went to, we walked. The only time we got an Uber was to and from the airport and to and from the Statue of Liberty. Everything else, all the shows we went to, all the everything we went to, we walked. As much as 30 minutes one way, I think was our furthest walk. But so we went and did that. And I was a little bit disappointed because first of all, when we got there, it seemed like most of the places there were closed. Also, I didn't realize that the list I was looking at of restaurants was for a different location. I didn't know that this food court called, I want to say it was called Urban Spoon or something, but that may be wrong. But I didn't realize they had multiple locations. And so I had seen a list that included these things that I wanted. And then we got there and it was totally different what they had. And then several of them were closed or had not opened yet, which was weird. And so anyway, but we went, you know, they had a place that had ramen and Mark likes ramen. So we went and got ramen and no, it was actually good. I was really in the mood for a taco or some Mexican food, but we went ahead and got ramen and we did that. And then after that, we had tickets to go to the Statue of Liberty. And I've never been to the Statue of Liberty. I've been to New York loads of times. But I generally, especially when I'm on my own, I'm not a touristy person. Seeing sights, unless it's something I'm interested in, like castles. When I lived in England, I did go to several castles because I'm a fantasy reader and I like castles. But I don't just, oh, let's go to all the touristy spots, at least not when I'm by myself. Now, when I'm with Mark, you know, we will try to do the touristy things and look and see what are the best attractions where we're going. But generally, when I travel alone, I just want to be there, say that I've gone, you know, I don't know, go grocery shop, like do normal things, especially if I'm going to a different country. I just want to experience the, you know, the life. So for whatever reason, I've never, you know, I've never seen the Statue of Liberty in person. Of course, I've seen pictures. I've seen it when I'm in New York. You can see it if you're in certain parts of New York. But I've never gotten on the boat, you know, gone over to Liberty Island or whatever it's called. And so we took an Uber and we went to, you know, took us to, and we had to go through this whole airport security type stuff. I think that may be new since 9/11, or I know that's not new because what's that, 10 years ago now? No, 20 years ago now? So maybe it's not new, but anyway, they made some changes at 9/11. I don't know if that's when they put in the airport security or not, but I think that's something that was not always in existence. But we went through security, we got in line. And then went over. Now we had to do the one at 2 o'clock because Mark was working in the morning. And apparently this ferry will take you to both Ellis Island and Liberty Island. So there's a museum on Ellis Island where you can see where all of the immigrants came through originally. And apparently they had to have a medical exam and like all this stuff. And anyway, so we didn't have, like they said, when you bought the ticket, they said, you know, you can't do Ellis Island if you do the 2 o'clock or later because there's no time. And so anyway, we didn't have time for that. So we went straight to Liberty Island. The weather, though, there were no clouds. It was a blue sky. Earlier in the day, it had been cloudy and it was snowing, like I said. But by the time we got to the ferry and all of that, the clouds had parted. And I had bought a ticket so we could go up in the platform. Now, evidently, at one point in time, you could go all the way up in the crown. But they have the crown closed now. And I think they will open it back up eventually. But it was, I don't know if they're remodeling. I'm not really sure what they're doing, but it's closed. And they, because they said it's still closed, as if at some point it's going to reopen. But, you know, so anyway, the ticket we got allowed us to go into the pedestal. So we took a bunch of photos. The weather was good. Dean Barney on Twitter, not Baron Frosty, asked what the temperature was like. Well, the temperature was around, I don't know. It was anywhere between, you know, snowing, which is around 32, all the way up to maybe 50 degrees at the highest. So, you know, and that's in, I never can remember what we use. It's Celsius. No, Fahrenheit. Fahrenheit. So in Celsius, whatever that is. But anywhere from zero to like whatever. I don't know what it is in Celsius. But so 32 to about 50. You know, overall, it was only chilly because we were walking everywhere. And so we wore our mask everywhere just because, you know, it was a little bit warmer, or at least I did. Having the mask covering my face or my mouth and my nose made me a little bit warmer. But anyway, I really enjoyed the Statue of Liberty. The museum was great. They have the old, apparently they've replaced the torch at some point. and they had the old torch in the museum. And I got one shot where you see the torch and then through the window you see the Statue of Liberty with the new torch. I liked that photo. We went up in the pedestal and got to look up at the structure of her skirt. We basically were looking up her skirt. And that was interesting, but they've moved. Apparently the museum used to be in the pedestal. And they've now the museum is in a separate building, and they did that because of 9/11, or partly because of 9/11. They wanted to reduce the number of people going up in the statue every day. And so they built this museum and they moved most everything to the museum. To go up in the pedestal, we had to go through another security checkpoint that was just like airport security. So we had to do two security checkpoints to do the pedestal of Statue of Liberty. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.